Okay. Now time to introduce the topic. Okay, the topic, as you can see, is why should I be good? The question at the heart of moral philosophy or ethics. It is, of course, a much harder question than the alternative, why should we be good? Aha. My buttons aren't working. Why are they not working?
Something.
Sorry, bear with me. Okay, I'll start again. Why should I be good? It's, of course, a lot easier than the alternative, why should we be good? After all, it's very easy to see why one would want we to be good. Because it makes for a safer and more pleasant world for us all to live in. We can see this very easily. Imagine two possible worlds. On the left, people behave according to the kind of words you can see there. And on the second possible world, they behave according to the behavior you can see on the right. So the question for everybody is, which world would you prefer to live in? Where people behave as the words are in red or as the words are in green? Quick show of hands, some people really have. Who would prefer to live in the world on the left? Okay, we have one psychopath in the house. I'll ask the same question to people on Zoom. If anybody also believes you'd rather live in the world on the left, you can... what is it, Chris? Use the gesture of hands? But let's assume for the sake of argument, people have said have not.
One or two, but fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and also fear of COVID might we obey the rules. So one of the things that you could transfer over and make...
What I forgot to mention is the rule is... no interruptions of the honest.
Well, you should put your hand up.
Yeah, I didn't say speak. But fair point. Anyway, my point is, it's easy to see why we would want to live in the world on the right. It's easy to see why we want we to be good. The harder question is, why should I be good? Because you might not have spotted this, but as long as everybody else behaves according to the words on the right, then I can use some of the behaviors on the left to gain an advantage. So if I can do that, why shouldn't I? I mean, even if I have a strong opinion about how other people should behave, so as to create that safe and pleasant world for me to live in, why should I choose to behave that way? If I can promote such good behaviour in everyone else, while at the same time acting in my own self-interest and get away with it, then why shouldn't I? We live in a Darwinian world, after all. A world of dog-eat-dog, where only the strongest survive and the weakest die out. I wouldn't be here, faced with these choices, if my ancestors hadn't competed against weaker individuals and put their own self-interest first. So being selfish is what life is all about. It is in our DNA. However much we might like to think we have lived, it is in our very nature to be bad and selfish. So why should I seek to go against nature and be good, whatever that means, if by doing this it harms my own interest? Now, you might object to such thinking and say, well, what a terrible world that would be if everybody thought that way. But you'd be right, because it would be that world you saw before on the left. So this gives us, if I can get this to work, forgive me, this gives us a tension between two opposing motivations. One, to be good, think of others, act in their actually their interests rather than my own, because the world would be a better place if we all did this. And two, are naturalistic, to think about ourselves and put our own interests first. But this is not our only problem. Even if we all agree to be good, there are many different views on what be good might mean. Many of these, I'm sure, we can agree on. With others, we may strongly disagree. I'll let you choose the one there that you would either agree or disagree. But interestingly, this understanding of what good means not only varies from person to person, but collectively from one generation to the next. I mean, 60 or 70 years ago, no good girl would dream of having sex before marriage. Nowadays, attitudes have changed. I didn't say good boys, because the boys have always been bad in that respect. So even if I buy into the principle that we should be good, me included, according to the correct definition of good, whatever that is, why should I personally be good if I don't agree with society's current definitions? You might say that I should trust that society has got it right and that I am wrong. But why should I trust this when society keeps changing its mind? Why should I be good by society's current definition of good if to do so would be bad by my own definition? That, in a nutshell, is the problem with this imperative to be good in the hope of creating a better world for everybody. Not only does it go against our nature to put our own interests first, it only really works if there's common agreement on what being good actually means. The result is that when people say that one should be good, what they really mean is often subtly different. We first encounter this as a child. But a parent may say, be a good boy and eat your greens, be a good girl and sit up straight, or be good and fetch mummy some more wine. What you really mean is, do as I say. In just the same way you might say sit to a dog. Now this works, so long as you can trust that the person saying do as I say has your best interest at heart, which generally a parent does. But what if you can't trust this? What if the person demanding obedience is someone outside of your family, a community leader, a priest, or maybe a political leader? Why should I trust that they have my best interests at heart rather than their own? Why would they? And sadly, of course, there are many cases when, evidently, they haven't had other people's best interests at heart. But even if I did trust that their heart was in the right place, what if I don't agree with their definition and their understanding of what good means? Why should I be good and do what they say if, by my understanding, this would make me bad? This leader might answer such questions by adding two further words. Or else. This does indeed give me a very good reason, a very clear reason, I should say, why I should be good and do as I'm told. But it hardly makes me respect the moral authority of that leader if they are prepared to punish me for doing what I believe to be right. It puts me in a position where if I could get away with not being good, either by deception or simply being in a position where no one can stop me, then why wouldn't I? Those in authority realise this, of course. They know they can't keep an eye on what you're doing all of the time. And so they invent someone who can. A being. They can see everything that you do. And punish or reward you accordingly. For small children, this may be Father Christmas. While for older children and adults, of course, school. Now there's another step. If you don't obey and do what the authorities tell you to do, you'll get eternal damnation. Or if you're lucky, you're actually doing your Christmas stocking. But why would anyone believe this fairy tale when it's so obviously concocted to intimidate the masses and keep them in order? Okay, some people do. finish that. But what if I don't? Why should I care what the non-existent God might do to me if I don't do what I'm told? Now, we can overcome these challenges by the introduction of rules or laws, which are written to appear fair and in the interest of all. These may be democratically agreed in some way, giving them a sense of legitimacy. Now, be good means follow the rules. Why should I follow other people's rules if I personally don't agree with them? Or if it's not in my best interest to do so? Our leaders and others that write the rules are very good at bending them when it suits them. So why shouldn't I? And yes, punishment does give me a good reason, or a reason not to, sorry, a reason to follow the rules. But again, if I can get away with not following them, why wouldn't I? Often, those that consider themselves moral authorities go beyond police in what we do. They seek to control how we live, what we say, or even what we think. Now, be good can mean believe what I tell you to believe. Otherwise, you are bad. They may use God as their ultimate judge, or they may be the judge themselves, trusting that you'll not want their disapproval or that of society. But why should I care what self-appointed moral guardians think of me? Why shouldn't I believe what I choose to believe, or say what I want to say? Sure, they may try to punish me for holding the wrong beliefs, but that's just bullying, isn't it? And if they bully me, they'll bully others. Shouldn't we stand up to bullies? Isn't that what good people are supposed to do? For some, being good is about living a virtuous life, developing virtues such as humility, charity, tolerance, forgiveness, or courage. The sort of virtues that lead people to admire you. Which is great if that's what you want. If you want to be the next Nelson Mandela, or Martin Luther King, and change the world for the better. But what if I don't want to be admired, or change the world? What if I just want to get on with my own life, and let others get on with theirs? Why should I go out of my way to be kind and help others, when I have more important things to do? I have enough on my plate already, just getting by. So all in all, as I stand here now, playing devil's advocate, all in all, I can see no particular reason why I or any of you here ought to be good. Whatever being good is meant to mean. You may choose to be good, and from my own perspective, I very much hope you will. But I see no good reason why I should be good. I don't particularly want to be bad, don't get me wrong. I just want to be left alone to make my own decisions about how I act and how I live my life. And if that means looking after myself first before anyone else, then why shouldn't I do this? And yet, there are, of course, many times, and I feel a compulsion to be good. Particularly moments when I have the choice to act either selfishly or unselfishly. When I find that wallet stuffed with 20s and have the choice of pocketing the cash or handing it in. When I could ignore someone's distress and head home. Or take time out of my day to help them. Or when the easiest course of action is not to stand up for the bullet, but to step back and let someone else take the punishment that I would receive by smoking. But where does this compulsion come from that we feel? Perhaps there's a little voice inside our heads that always knows the right thing to do. And it whispers its guidance into our ears, telling us to do the right thing. Or perhaps this compulsion has simply been trained into us by all those yellows appearing, do as I say, follow the rules, be kind, etc. Maybe we've been trained by our parents, our teachers, and by society in general, in just the same way you train a dog, with punishments and rewards. But whatever the reason for us feeling that way, is feeling compelled to be good sufficient reason to be good? And is it really being good if your reason for doing so is to gain the approval or admiration of others? Isn't that just educated self-interest, recognising that it suits your own purposes to be seen to be good, rather than necessarily being good in itself, whatever that might mean? Surely, goodness, if it means anything at all, is doing what seems to be right, contrary to our own interests, when no one is looking. Without fear, without recognition, without reward. But why should I do this? Why should I be good in moments when I have nothing to gain about everything to lose? Because it is right? Fine. But why is it right? What is the reason I should act this way? Why exactly should I be good when it may be against my own best interest to be so? Now, I don't know the answer to these questions, but thankfully I know a few people that do. Or at least they think they do. Over the next 2 days, we have 7 speakers who will present their responses to the question, why should I be good? 4 will speak at Ruby House, while 3 will join us over Zoom, from such wild and far-flung places as Belgium, Canada, and even Scotland. They will seek to convince you why you should be good, according to whatever they think being good means. And on Sunday, we will all come back together in a panel discussion to see whether they've convinced any of you.